This podcast is not safe for work and will feature movie spoilers. It will feature scenes described of a graphic nature. It will contain language which most listeners may find offensive. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. This is bonus episode 361. I'm your host Duncan McLeish. Welcome to the show. Up on this bonus episode, we are doing another movie club announcement. This is Challenge Teapots August 2021. Our final stop on the Toby Hooper journey. The four-part series we've been looking at decade by decade. Moving into the final decade for this guy, which is a combined 2000s into the 2010s, his kind of final decade before he sadly passed on. Not a huge amount of quality movies to choose. I probably went for the obvious best of the bunch. And even then, there's a few caveats that comes along with that title. Best, if you know what I mean. You'll be finding out what that movie is after the first break. Before we get to that, as always though, let's recap where we are under the stairs. We are fully in effect of the summer series. 2010 dropped on Monday. Yesterday I dropped a little bonus review for a brand new title that's made its way to the Arrow player. It's Man Under Table. We have on Saturday another episode which was not planned but is dropping. We'll be looking at Heavy Trip, also making its way to the Arrow player. So Heavy Trip review coming its way to you on Saturday. And then Sunday, more Arrow stuff. The Arrow video assortment making a stop at Major Dundee. A brand new title from that label, which is packed with about every extra you can throw at it. It's an incredible set. And that's what you'll be getting on Sunday. We will be bringing you the next installment of Doing the Nasty over in the Teapots Collective. So yeah, that is the week as it looks, all shaped up, shaped up. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying now. I've lost it. This has been a long week already. And guess what? We're not even really properly at the halfway mark yet because I've got so much more summer series stuff to edit and give to you on Monday when we drop 2011. And that is a fucking barn burner of an episode. But before I digress much further, let's take a short break. You're going to hear promos for shows that I love. When I return, I will be giving you, dear listeners, my friends, the announcement of what the fourth and final title we'll be covering on this Toby Hooper series is. I'll be bringing you that right after this.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster. And while Witch didn't make it to the top of the world, he did make the Gangs of Hollywood podcast. So join the gang and enjoy a movie review podcast about movie gangs, gangsters, mobsters, and the mayhem they cause. You can find GOH Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at GOH Pod at www.gohpod.com, as well as your favorite podcast listening app. And remember, say hello to your little friend for me.
And welcome back, ladies and gents. So, this is your final Toby Hooper movie. Now, there is, like I say, a veritable plethora of bizarre titles that the guy released through the 90s, and it just carried right on into the 2000s and into the 2010s as well. The one I've went for is probably the best of a bad bunch, if I'm honest. I'm not a massive fan of Hooper's work, really beyond what we've kind of covered already, and so it kind of felt logical to do this one, even though this in itself is a remake, and I'm always kind of slightly like, remakes, That's an interesting one, especially when you're doing a remake of a video nasty, which we are doing right now. This is Toolbox Murders from 2004, directed by Toby Hooper, based on the screenplay by Jace Anderson and Adam Gerich. The cast in this one, pretty cool. You've got Angela Bettis, who we love dearly. But we've got Brent Rome, Marco Rodriguez, Rance Howard, Juliet Landau, Adam Gerich, Greg Travis, Christopher Doyle, Adam Wiseman, Christina Venut, and some other folks. Let's get into it, because you know we want to. The synopsis for this movie that you'll be covering is: a historic Hollywood hotel houses a supernatural evil. It's been subdued for decades, but when the renovations start, a series of murders take place. This movie spectacularly has so much trivia against it and so much hardship, which seemed to just follow Toby Hooper as he kind of trundled through his career. One of the production companies went bust. A lot of the original plans didn't happen for the movie. It is a weird oddity, and I mean, it is technically a remake, but it's a remake of the 78 movie, but it isn't really a remake of the 78 movie, if you know what I mean. It definitely has a completely different feel. But that is what we're going to be doing. This is your final chance to dance with Toby Hooper in this series. Toolbox Murders from 2004 is your title, and I am looking for reviews plus one-liner tags and grades from you no later than Wednesday, 25th of August. You've got a couple of weeks. Wednesday, 25th of August. The episode drops on Thursday, 26th. So your final movie for Toby Hooper is Toolbox Murders. It comes from 2004, and I need it in no later than Wednesday, the 25th of August. Reviews and episodes drop Thursday, the 26th. Okay, I'm going to give you my final break, and when I come back, I'm closing out the show, and I'm doing it right after this.
You're listening to the podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to the podcast Under the Stairs. It's been bonus episode 361, movie club announcement time for Challenge Teapots, August 2021. The final stop on the Toby Hooper train, the last movie in the four-part series we've been doing. Your announcement was The Toolbox Murders from 2004. It's your last chance to dance on Toby Hooper. Get those reviews into me, ladies and gents, absolutely no later than Wednesday the 25th. Episode drops on Thursday the 26th of August. A review can be emailed in, or you can send a private message on Facebook. You can do audio if you want, link me to your Letterboxd account if you want. All those options available for you, dear listeners. As long as you get them in, they will be featured on the show. Remember that one-line tag and that Netflix grade while you're at it. There's a multitude of ways to check out podcasts Under the Stairs wherever you're listening. Right now, hit subscribe. That way you get the shows as and when they drop and access to the entire back catalogue of Teapots content. Subscribe to our sister feed, the Teapots Collective, to get shows like Where to Begin With, Opera Omnia, Doing the Nasty and Chronicle. If you're interested in something drunken and vulgar, then check out Jaws' Shite and Other Regrettable Outbursts, the Boosby's Banter podcast featuring myself, The Baz, and Scott and Liam from Scott and Liam vs. Evil. It's exclusively available on teapotscast.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/teapotscast for the podcast Under the Stairs. Teapots Collective is just facebook.com/teapotscast. And check out that Jaws' Shite Facebook group page. It's getting kind of rowdy and a bit wild over there at facebook.com/groups/regrettablepod. You can reach out and interact with myself and the Baz on the twin prongs of social media sexiness. Instagram and Twitter both can be followed at teapotscast. The podcast Under the Stairs returns for an impromptu episode this coming Saturday. We're looking at another movie that is about to hit that arrow player. It is Heavy Trip, and I'm looking forward to getting down and dirty with that title. So that's coming your way on Saturday. So all that's left for me to say is, until I speak to you then, wherever you are, whatever the time zone is, and whatever you're up to in this big bad world of ours, please take care of yourselves out there. This is Duncan McLeish broadcasting live from Under the Stairs, and I am signing off.